Airchecks.com.
Aaron, it's worse.
Yeah. Scott just calls Joe Nolan, actually.
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
Well, you know, the funny thing is men ask for directions a lot more when women aren't in the car.
That's true.
See, it's like we sense her thinking, this guy doesn't know where he's going.
He will look
Let's
like a failure.
Let's talk to that guy over there. And we go, well, how do you know that guy knows anything?
Exactly.
I mean, what do you think? He knows more than me?
I do,
you don't even know that
guy.
Like, I'm a jerk or something. And you think, you know, I don't know more than him.
Yeah. It's funny. There was an episode on Mad About You one time.
When it used to be funny.
Yeah, way back,
right?
Even Naomi admitted this week it was really lame.
It wasn't very good.
But there was an episode once where he was sitting down in the boiler room or somewhere. He was watching the Three Stooges.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I saw that one.
Which is obviously a guy thing. Three Stooges are very popular. Right, yeah. Very few women get into that.
Mm-hmm.
So the tastes are individualistic, I guess.
Yeah.
All the way down.
Well,
the line.
You know, there's a whole book was written on humor, and there's male humor and there's female humor. And my conclusion to the whole thing was basically that women don't like male humor. They get rubbed the wrong way a lot of times. Sometimes they like it, but generally they don't like their boyfriend's humor. And men generally don't know when their girlfriends are being funny.
That's a problem.
That's right.
I just laugh
sometimes
at everything they say.
Together. I think that's part of it. You know, it's just realize, okay, he's different, but doesn't mean something's wrong with him. Mm. And he means well, and that's where he's doing his best.
Right.
One of the big mistakes women make is they think that, well, if he really loves me, then he'll do certain things.
Yeah.
And he'll anticipate things. He'll look. He'll say, oh, she's got a cold. Let me ask her if she'd like some tea or let me do something for her.
Mm.
And that's not the way men think. Men think, hey, if you're not asking me to do something, I must be doing enough.
Right.
And the way I show my love is that if you ask me in a nice way, then I'll say yes.
Yeah.
And that's how we show love. But the way women show it is they don't wait to be asked. They're busy giving it all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they give too much of it.
That's me. That is me.
Honey, you shouldn't wear that tie. Are you going to get a haircut this week?
Right.
Can
I
help you get that haircut?
Exactly.
He's got his peg, doesn't he?
That's so true.
Yeah.
And, then it explodes. It becomes a fight. And I said, well, you want me to? I'm not a mind reader.
Oh,
I don't know these
how
things.
How am I supposed to know these things?
You got to tell me. Well, no. If you love me, you should pick up on this.
And you know, it even goes further. They go, but I have told you. And he goes, yeah, but I forgot. Well, how could you forget?
Yeah, men are not very bright, generally. We're not very smart. We don't pick up
not
on
when it
these
comes
things.
To these relationship days.
Well, we remember scores. We remember all kinds of things. We just don't remember the things that women remember.
Yeah.
Men can remember things. Women remember things, but not the same things. You know, I'll go hang out with the guys and come home. My wife will say, well, what'd y'all talk about?
Oh,
I don't know.
Right.
That's it. I don't know.
What the hell you mean you don't know?
That's right. They go, what do you mean you don't know? They think we're withholding.
Right.
We're hiding the
you
whole
were out
thing.
For 6 hours and you don't know. I don't know. We just sat there and talked.
Here's one for you. You mean to tell me you can remember the B-side of a record from 1971?
Yeah. I wonder who we're talking about.
And you can't remember my shoe size.
Exactly. And why is it that when, you know, we're hurt by something major, we hold on to it and we need an explanation, we need to talk it out, I need to clear the air, I cannot go forward without doing that. And men are usually like, okay, it's over, honey, it's over. And
get
they
out
move
with
right,
it.
And they move
yeah,
right out.
Let's get on
I
with
can't
it.
Move on that fast.
Well, and this is, you know, one of the things women say to me a lot is, why don't men ever say they're sorry? Why don't they say they're sorry? And I tell women, I say, on Mars, if a guy says he's sorry to another guy, the guy says, okay, I win, you lose,
cool.
you're wrong.
It's all over.
It's all over. It's done.
Yeah.
So a guy says to a woman, okay, I'm sorry. And she goes, well, you should be. And then she explains why you should be sorry. And he goes, there's no payoff.
Right.
Why should I
right.
say
That's
it? It
right.
doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then it comes up out
yeah,
of the clear
for it, but we can
loop.
Learn that, well, women, when they're hurt, they need to talk about it. And the best thing to do is to say I'm sorry at some point. But then don't expect her to be done with it. See, with a guy, you expect him to be done with it. Okay, would be. But she needs to talk about it for a while.
Yeah.
And then it comes up in other arguments.
Yeah.
It will.
And we're like this. How do you remember that?
It'll research. Surface.
I thought we were fighting about this now. Now we're going to fight about this.
My husband says, how long are you going to hold that against me? And, I don't have a limit,
till
actually.
Till I die.
There's no limit. He is John Gray. He is a writer, Mars and Venus books, and he has something new that's going on. We'll tell you about it in a second. It is 7:35. You're listening to Scott and Todd in the Morning. From WPLJ New York, we have snow on the way to the tri-state area.
Yep, it's going to be here around 3, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there this afternoon. Could get a couple of inches in the city, 2 to 4 north and west of town. It'll change over to sleet and freezing rain before it's over. Today's high at around 35, the overnight low 34, not much movement there. Tomorrow, rainy, windy, high at 40 on Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny with highs around 35. It is 26 in Midtown Manhattan. The wind chill makes it feel like 17 at PLJ.
As we move over to Metro Traffic Control. His Honorable Joseph P. Nolan is on.
Westbound Route 22 is still a little slow as you come into 202, 206. Getting a lot of calls about the Garden State Parkway northbound. Just as you come out of the Union Toll, apparently, there is an accident there. It is in the process of being cleared. It's off on the shoulder. State police, everybody on the scene with it, really not causing too much of a problem, but still nonetheless a little bit of slow traffic there. Now, on Route 17 southbound, there was an accident at Essex Street and Rochelle Park. Now, you're backed up all the way to the Garden State Parkway. That's a couple of miles, and believe me, folks, it is just jammed in. Earlier problems out on Long Island on the Southern State Parkway have now been cleared up and out of the way. If you're heading westbound on the expressway, you're a little slow at Ocean Avenue, and then again around the area of Glen Cove Road on into Searing Town Road Southern, as we said, at Peninsula, but also at 106, you're a little heavy. Alternate side is in effect. Use mass transit today if you can. You're going to be very happy come this afternoon when all the stuff starts coming. From crafty politics to the performing arts, it's all part of the times. Pick up a copier for 7-day delivery. 1-800-NYTIMES. That's 1-800-NEW-YORK-TIMES. 737. Next PLJ traffic update in 14 minutes.
Scott and Todd, our friends at Toyota. If you've ever shopped for a used car, you know, reliability is one thing you want most. That's the one word people use most when talking Toyota.
It is a Toyota tradition.
Pardon me, Scott.
And it comes from the quality.
Pardon me, Scott. Go ahead. You finish.
No, go ahead.
I'm not talking.
And it comes from the quality Toyota builds into every car and truck that they sell. Go ahead, Scott.
Now, Toyota brings that same reliability and quality commitment to used vehicles with the new Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program.
Just look for the Toyota Certified symbol. It means your used Toyota has been selected from the finest Toyotas available and subjected to 128 quality assurance tests by factory-trained technicians. Brake system, cooling, and heating engine components. If there's a problem, it gets replaced.
By the way, John, we just want to let you know, this is our second week working together. That's why it's like this.
Toyota.
24 hours roadside assistance for 1 year. Traditional Toyota value. All call right. them today. Toyota, the best.
Hi, right. It's me again on my cellular phone from the parkway.
PLJ. Scott Shannon.
Look at you. You're gorgeous.
Todd Pettengill.
I am red freaking hot.
On The Big Show.
No doubt, Scott and Todd of the Morning on the PLJ Big Show Radio Network. It is 7:45. Our special guest this morning is John Gray. If you've ever been in a bookstore, you see those Mars and Venus books? This is the guy responsible. Now, he's got something new going on. He has a one-man show on Broadway. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It opens Monday, January the 27th at the Gershwin Theater here in Manhattan. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's huge.
Thanks. I'm really excited about it.
Three-hour show, huh?
Now, Scott and I really don't have to do much here because Naomi's just been waiting forever for you to come in here. She's got tons of questions.
I know.
What we're
going to
do, we're going to turn the floor over. Naomi's got something she's got to talk
to
you about.
There's just this one thing that really bothers me that my husband does, and thank God he's not in the listening area so he can't hear me.
He'll never hear about this.
No. You know, when we're having a problem and it's usually his fault. No, when it's his fault, and I'm very troubled by the whole thing. And then
wait a second. First of all, this is what women are always doing. They're always talking about their husband's mistakes.
Yeah.
They
okay. No, I do make them too. No, I do. I do.
Okay.
I do screw up a lot too. But when he says to me, when it's been his fault, I screwed up. I'm sorry.
Good.
And that's it. And I sit there and I say, that's it?
But what
that's
else
all you're
going
to say?
What do you want him to do?
I want him to feel my pain. I want him to go through and say to me, I understand if I were in your shoes, it would feel like this.
I can't feel your pain.
I cannot stand that.
I don't think that's the way John suggests you handle it in his book.
Well, you say you're sorry. You can still see the second half.
Is there some sort of punishment he must go through? Isn't there some way I can get relief?
Punishment that he can go through.
There is. It's kind of what women are looking for. They don't know it clearly. Men don't know clearly. But I used to apologize to my wife, and I said, well, what do you want me to do? Suffer? She says, well, you should feel your apology more deeply. You know, you should feel really bad.
That's what we're missing.
I feel it real deeply. Okay?
You're making me crazy,
that doesn't work either. Okay? You just have to understand women. Men have this expectation that when we say we're sorry, that's going to clear it up. That should be it. Because on Mars, if you say you're sorry, guy goes, okay, I'm right. You're wrong. Cool. Now let's go be fine.
That's over.
Okay, it's done. When you say you're sorry to a woman, men have this expectation it should work, but it doesn't work.
No.
But if you don't say it, for years later, they're going to come back to you and say, but you didn't even say you were sorry.
Yeah, right.
You didn't even say you're sorry. But see, this is a technique, is you say you're sorry, you pause, and then you know you got to listen to her for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Right.
She's got to talk
now,
about
I
it.
No, I want to hear you. I want to hear him say
if
something.
If you listen to her for 5 or 10 minutes, you will suffer. You will feel relieved. You'll go, he really understands now. But there is a part of it that she needs to feel that you can't just breeze out of this thing. Yeah,
right.
What do you want me to do? That's it. You know, I made a mistake. You can't breeze out. You've got to listen. And it doesn't have to be a long time. But the mistake men make, even if they do listen, they'll listen for a little bit. Then what they'll do they'll check out. Or they'll start explaining to you why it's not that bad of a thing.
Right. Like, oh, that's worse.
I haven't been late all the time.
Right.
Look, you know, other guys do this kind of stuff.
Yep. And that doesn't count.
Exactly.
No.
I don't care what other people do.
That's right.
I'm not married to other
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
It's soon. That's great.
All right, the bonding's not going on enough over there.
If you say anything to explain why she shouldn't be upset, you lose.
That's right.
You lose. So you can't say anything. You've got to listen a little bit. Then what you do, this is the other technique. What you do is you find a negative adjective to describe yourself. Like,
right. I can think of a few.
Listen, you're upset with me, I just say, you know, I'm really sorry. Hold on, let me give you one. I'm really sorry. She talks a little bit. Then you say, you know, I realize I was really inconsiderate.
Very good.
See? Immediately wins you over. Or you say, hold on. Or you say, you know, I realize it was really selfish of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Those
that
are women good. Words, aren't right. they? Inconsiderate and selfish.
That's right.
Those are women words.
That's right. Yeah. Makes them feel really heard. Here's another one. You know, I realized that I thought about what we, you know, if you had an argument you want to make up,
right.
you want to say, you know, I'm really sorry, I was thinking about it. I realized that I was really mean.
Oh, you're good, John. John, I love
See?
You. You're great.
It's easy to do.
You know what?
That's enough. Those three can change your life. That will do it. Yeah.
Really?
Those two make you feel better.
They make you feel better right away.
Joe, you ready?
Yeah.
What's number one?
I'm sorry. Well, I was just saying that
you're fighting forever.
I was really inconsiderate.
You know
but
what?
Then you get another 10 minutes.
You know what? I was really mean.
And that was really selfish.
I was really being selfish.
Selfish.
And when you say it, you can say, you know, I thought about it. You're right.
That's another one. Mm. You're right.
I was really inconsiderate. Right. That was really
even. And here's though another I don't
one.
Think you're
I'll
right.
give you. This is the bonus one.
Todd, you're gonna have a trouble. You're gonna have big trouble with that one.
I can't get out of it. You know, I say, you know, you were right.
Right won't do it alone. No, you have to go. You're right.
See, he knows.
I was inconsiderate.
All right.
You know, you're right.
They got to be right, and you got to be inconsiderate.
That's right. And you got to be selfish, or you were mean.
Selfish.
And here's the bonus one. That's if none of those work, you can't use them all the time.
Give me the home run.
This is if you get in an argument.
Wait a minute. Let me get
you know, you get in an argument.
Yeah.
What you're feeling inside.
Right.
Now just hold this. What the man's feeling at that time is she's making a big deal out of this. She's blowing everything out of proportion.
Absolutely.
I can't believe this has gone this way.
Uh-huh.
What you say is, look, I'm really sorry. I thought about, you know, what I said, and I realized I really overreacted.
Wow. That's the big one.
I've been telling you. These things will... So you don't argue. She goes, that's right. That's right.
You did.
You overreacted.
And then you have to listen to it, how you overreacted.
Yeah, but see,
then she'll stop.
You have to suffer.
You'll
say,
no.
She's
you're
pausing. Suffering.
Will
that's part of your suffering.
You hear that? Will you stop?
She won't.
She's a man.
You know what?
Stop.
Hey, John, she doesn't stop till you're standing on a chair and you got a noose around your neck.
Bob's out on the ledge.
You guys.
I told you.
Martian humor.
But now this carries into the bedroom as well because now this has happened, okay?
Yeah.
And now he wants to get romantic.
Sure.
And I can't be bothered because I'm still fuming.
That's right. You got to pay those prices.
But after I say I'm selfish, I need sex.
That's right.
Difference. What is with these guys?
That's the whole thing about Mars Venus in the bedroom. I wrote a whole book, Men Are From Mars.
I overreacted. Now let's go.
Let's have sex.
All right, now let's do some overreacting.
Makes me crazy.
I can say them in the same breath.
It's inconsiderate and selfish. Let's go.
That's right.
So what do I do at that point? Then what?
Now none of that will work unless you do it with timing and sincerity. And the truth is,
no, it doesn't.
It's like we are bulls in a china shop when it comes to women. We don't know what we're doing. They're another planet. We're bumping into them all the time.
Yeah.
So those are true statements. And you're being truthful. They'll agree with you. And now you're no longer arguing. Now, the other thing is Mars, Venus in the bedroom. Men Are From Mars came out first, Women From Venus, because all about communication. It does help women be supportive of men, but a lot of it is how men can understand women, give women what they need. If you give her what she needs out of the bedroom, she'll give you what you want in the bedroom. And that's the golden rule with women. If they get what they need in the heart, they'll go and give you what you want sexually.
That's true. Right.
But what women have to know, and that's what that book's all about, is that, you know, we talk about all these things women need. What men need and what men want and what makes men more loving is sex. A responsive woman to sex. He wants sex and you go, oh, wow, great. When you respond to him sexually, when you go out of your way, put more attention in how you look in the bedroom, how you respond to him in the bedroom. I mean, I look at my wife sometimes when she's giving the message, we're going to do it tonight.
Right.
I go, how does she figure out how to lie that way? You know, just the way a woman's body curves, you know, just drives a man wild.
Yeah.
But she has to be like, okay, here I am. I'm responsive. If you initiate, I will say yes. Now, I counsel people of all ages, and generally what happens about above 40 is the women are complaining, my husband's not interested in sex anymore. He doesn't want sex anymore. I want sex. He doesn't want sex. What happened?
Or if he does, he wants it from a 20-year-old. That's the problem.
That's another problem.
Little peek into that window. Huh? Oh, really?
So what I explained to him, so what I'm going to say now is mainly geared for those people, but it's true for all younger women as well. If you want your husband to be still attracted to you as you get older for years to go, you have to realize your part and why he's not attracted to you. It's not just looks. Okay, and it's not really looks hardly at all. What it is when he was younger, he would initiate sex. Honey, let's have sex. Let's go upstairs. Let's go do it. And you'd say things like, I got to make dinner. They've got neighbors coming over. We got to clean the house. Oh, but I got to go do so-and-so. I'm tired. I don't want to do that. All it takes. See, women didn't do that when we were courting them, first few years of marriage.
No.
It was always yes, yes, yes. Why do men have all that romance and all that excitement in the beginning? Sex is yes. Women
because
say
we
to me,
have responsibilities we got to take care of.
And now you're being selfish and inconsiderate.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
If we didn't make the dinner, you wouldn't.
But
somebody's not going to do
it. Want sex more than dinner.
I'm going to McDonald's after I sleep with you. But the people are coming over for dinner. Let's screw them right up to the Burger King.
See,
you want to sleep with them too?
Let them wait at the door. I'll be right with you. I'm almost finished.
Now, you guys got to take this the right way. We can't make women seem bad or they won't hear us. Okay?
Right.
You got to get... The point here is that women don't realize instinctively how important sex is to a man. So they'll casually say no. And all I'm saying is don't ever casually say no to sex. It's the same as if you were heartbroken and you went to your husband and said, honey, I've had the worst day of my life. It was awful. Would you just hold me and I'm going to cry in your arms? That kind of a moment. You're vulnerable. And if he goes, forget it. I'm watching the game.
That kills me. It will kill you.
And you'd never want to go back to it at that moment. Well, men are that vulnerable. When they say, let's have sex, sex is the most vulnerable moment for a man. That's when he's in touch with his feelings. When does a man feel the most? Watching a football game or having sex?
Sex.
I mean, men have feelings, but it comes up where? In sex. That's the way to a man's heart. So women don't realize that because sex isn't the way to a woman's heart.
Right.
Romance is the way to communication. So she doesn't realize that, whoa, if I keep rejecting this guy, after all it takes is 5 or 6 times, and then no longer is he freely approaching you. He doesn't feel free to, like, rub up against you. Oh, great. And when he starts, like, is she in the mood? Is she not in the mood? And there's so many times where he wants to have sex where he goes, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
And then he feels rejected.
That's
so there's a million times he's felt rejected by sex, and you don't even know it.
Right.
If you've been rejected that many times, you just stop being turned on to your partner. All it takes in my book, I talk about, in that book, the bedroom book, talk about quickies. If you're not in the mood, women, you can just say, oh, I'm not really in the mood, but if you want, we can have a quickie. It takes 2 to 3 minutes. You don't have to heavy breathe. You can lie there like a dead log.
Right.
He doesn't care.
I'll remember that when I see my husband.
Boy, John's all wound up today.
Yeah, man.
Very good advice.
Did you see him on the Broadway stage?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the quickie.
That's right.
It's part of the show.
It opens Monday, January the 27th at the Gershwin Theater. As we said, tickets are available through Ticketmaster. John Gray, thank you again for coming.
It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate
y'all fun.
It.
You're a piece of work, John. We like
it. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
7:56, Scott and Todd in the morning from WPLJ New York. You got the words again now, selfish, inconsiderate, I was mean.
And the big one, I overreacted.
Yeah.
That's all I was to
it. Never say those things to her.
Right.
You never tell her she's selfish.
Thank you, John. No.
Write them down, you guys. Write them down.
Oh, boy, that was a rocket ride, wasn't it?
Woo!
cloudy, cold today with snow coming this afternoon between 3 and 6 p.m. How much are we going
to
get?
1 to 2 inches in the city, 2 to 4 north and west of town. The snow will change over to sleet and freezing rain far north and west. It'll be just rain in New York City. Today's high at 35, the overnight low at 34. Tomorrow, rainy and windy with a high at 40 for the weekend. Partly sunny, highs around 35. It is 26 in Midtown Manhattan. The wind chill makes it feel like 17 at PLJ.
There's going to be a big concert tonight downstairs at Madison Square Garden. It's David Bowie's 50th birthday celebration. If you'd like to be the special Scott and Todd reporter, a lot of stars will be there. I think Madonna's going to show up. We'll take caller 15 right now at 1-800-321-9755 if you can go.
All right, Naomi?
Yes?
It would be inconsiderate of us to do traffic first, so we're going to begin with you.
Oh, very good. Thank you. I'm so much more fond of you now.
You're welcome.
26 degrees in Midtown. Again, we have snow on the way. We'll have the complete Weather Channel forecast in just a second. This newscast brought to you by your New York, New Jersey Mitsubishi dealers. Two teenagers fighting for their lives this morning after being gunned down while playing basketball at George Wingate High School in Brooklyn. Two others were slightly injured. It happened just after 1 yesterday. Police say 18-year-old Dwight Archer was shot in the head and is on life support at Kings County Hospital, while a 15-year-old was wounded in the back, also in critical condition there. Alicia Gray is a student at Wingate.
Just heard two shots and then everybody started running, kids falling down and getting up and stuff. So they like totally evacuate everybody, close the doors and whatever. So then after that, we saw two kids now laying down shot on the floor.
Cops have made no arrest in the case but have recovered two weapons. Cato Kalin was back in the courtroom yesterday at O.J. Simpson's civil trial, but he didn't hear him do much talking. The judge in the case said no to the defense attempts to question Kalin about Nicole Brown being involved in drugs. Kalin was asked, though, if this whole thing has made him money.
Well, it was just a question he asked, and it was answered, no, I haven't made a career out of it.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't see anybody here paying me, right? Sir?
Yeah.
No cash here.
And Continental Airlines suing a New Jersey woman who admitted that the secret ingredient in the bread she made for her ex-husband was marijuana. Continental says Deborah Loading of Walwick risked the safety of travelers and caused them to fire her husband, who was a pilot. In sports, Rangers lose to Tampa Bay. Devils skate to a tie with Colorado. Now the Weather Channel forecast.
A winter weather advisory is posted beginning late today and continuing into Friday morning. We're going to see some snow, maybe a couple of inches even for the city on the front end of this. And then we're going to see the sleet, freezing rain for a little while, and then at least for the city and coastal areas, over to rain overnight with temperatures coming above freezing. 35 today. Some of the light snow could be in here by early or middle afternoon. The changeover overnight, keep it in the mid-30s in the city, and then we will clear tomorrow with a high near 40. From the Weather Channel, I'm Bill Immer on PLJ.
26 degrees now in Midtown. For 95.5 PLJ, I'm Naomi DiClemente, and turn it over now to Joe Nolan for a look at traffic.
Naomi, northbound on the Garden State Parkway, we're slow. 135 up to 140. There was an accident off on the shoulder. That has now just about been cleared up, but bumper-to-bumper traffic, that's northbound on the Parkway. If you're on the Turnpike, still the carpool utility trailer band north of Interchange 11, all the way on up to the George Washington Bridge, all of that because of the wind. Still very heavy and slow traffic. Garden State Parkway all the way on down pretty much to Essex Street on southbound Route 17, all of that because of an earlier accident. Now, if you're on the island, really not all that big of a deal. Just the usual nonsense as you start to come in towards the Veterans Highway, then again South Oyster Bay Road, and then Glen Cove Road on into Searingtown Road. Northern State, actually not so bad at all. Alternate side today is in effect in all five boroughs, and use mass transit today. You're going to be very happy tonight when you go home. Fare hikes, spacewalks, it's all part of the times. Pick up a copy or call for 7-day delivery at 1-800-NYTIMES, 1-800-NEW-YORK-TIMES, 801. Next PLJ traffic update in 14 minutes.
When you hear the 1997 Mitsubishi
SUI
PLJ. This is Scott and Todd in the morning.
He got down, but you never got touch. He's gonna make it through.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock, Scott and Todd going nuts. You try and you try. You sit in front of your computer, but you can't get on America Online. These days, it's America Offline.
Computer hacks. Can't get on, cause people are getting off.
Show.
That's good.
Scott and Todd in the morning.
I had no choice.
Attention, all stations. Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Fourteen after 8 o'clock. It's Scott and Todd for Thursday, January the 9th, 1997. The whole crew all gathered around the radio station, waiting for snow to hit New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that problem down in Florida. Up in Syracuse, they already got smacked.
3 feet of snow so far on the ground in Syracuse.
Three feet?
Yeah.
Studio lines are open at 1-800-321-9755. Our knuckleheads in the news line, always open. You can free fax us at 1-800-553-9755, or you can email us through bigshow@plj.com.
If you can get on.
Yeah. I got a note from Laura English from Lebanon, New Jersey. Laura, look, we got your communication, but it got all messed up.
It's all black. You can't read it.
So if you could refax it. Just the first part. She sent us a clipping from the Hunterdon County Democrat. Oh. That's what you look for. You get your little community neighborhood paper.
Mm-hmm.
Something going on in your own backyard could be of interest to us.
Sure.
We use it on the radio. I'll send you a copy of Cato McKay's new book, Knuckleheads in the News.
Autographed personally by said author.
Wow.
He will do that. He says he will sign it. He's so busy, though. I don't know when he can get around.
I know. He'll do it, though.
John Gray doesn't sign his book.
No.
I know. You do. He's only sold 10 million
of them.
And the discussion on the movie Michael continues. I really think we're kind of wearing it out.
Yeah.
But the real problem comes is the thing that I saw with my own two eyes is not occurring in every theater. Some people called in and said they saw the microphone hanging down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And other people said, this is Pam from Glen Cove. Did I dream the whole thing up, or did you guys discuss hanging microphones in the movie Michael? At least that's what I thought I heard on the Big Show a few days back. My friends say, no way, I've been to the movie before I heard about the exposed microphone. I don't remember seeing anything out of place. My friends have gone back to see the movie. They say I'm nuts. But I saw that. Somebody wrote in and had an explanation. It said that the print... Some of the prints on some of the movies that went out, some of the copies went out.
Yeah.
The screens were bigger than other screens.
Right.
We had a guy that's in the movie business, email said, hey, that's a big load of crap, he said.
Yeah.
No way.
That's not it, huh?
So
such a coincidence, too, because Chapter 6 in John Gray's book is about hanging microphones.
Yeah, it's different hanging microphone,
something
I believe.
Different, but it's just weird how that works out.
That is funny, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Said, tell me I'm not dreaming. Well, the scene that I saw was when he was in the field with the bull.
Yes.
You know, not telling too much about the movie.
Right, don't do that. We wouldn't want her.
There's a microphone hanging. And when he was in the bar dancing, there was a big microphone boom hanging. I don't know why it's not in every copy of the movie. Right. But I did see it. I'm not making that up.
Sure.
The story that people were talking about this morning, the lady.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday. It's all right here on airchecks.com.